for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, December the 30th, 2017. Jerry McGee is the speaker of the evening, teaching on bitterness. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
The sins of the fathers pass on to the children to the third and fourth generation. If it's incest or illegitimacy, it goes 10 generations. And so you've got to take Jesus back and to the root of the problem and let him sweeten the waters through your repentance. And you know, unless you and I understand God's dealings, we could be bitter toward God. People that tell me that they're mad at God, any person that tells you they're mad at God, I can tell you they're mad at their daddy. Without a doubt. It happens every time. You know, when I was a kid, my dad, I remember I would always go and tell my daddy I was sorry, even if it was his fault. And I know because of that, I've never been mad at God in my whole life, not one time, because I always got it right with my daddy. I remember one time he said, if I had that fat, I'd cut it off. And he hurt my feelings, and I was crying, and my mother came and got in bed with me. Oh, honey, your daddy didn't really mean it. He loves you. So I went in there and told my daddy I was sorry. And so because of that, my daddy used to say, my two sisters, he said, they'll be mad at you for months, but if Jerry gets upset, she'll always come and tell me she's sorry. I always do that. And I know because of that, I've never been angry at God, not one day in my life. Because I had a daddy that always wanted the best for me in the spite of his cruel words. He hated fat. When he went in the nursing home, it was a retirement center, I said, Dad, are those little old ladies trying to put the moves on you? And he said, oh, Jerry. He said, he hated fat. He said, oh, Jerry, they're all overweight and all they do is eat. I said, Dad, if you get tired of that place, you just call me and I'll come get you. When I was in college, I had a blind date and we went over in Mexico and I wasn't sure about going. And I said, Dad, I called my dad. I said, Dad, do you think I should go? He said, just go. If you need me, I'll come get you. And he would have. He'd have come got me. But anyway, I told him when he was in the retirement center, I said, Dad, if you don't like it there, you call me and I'll come get you. Anyway, my dad was hard on me, but I thank God for it because I know he loved me. But not everybody had a daddy that loved them. And so you've got to forgive him for that. But, you know, God lets you be born, and he lets you be born where you're born. Mm-hmm. And you have to just forgive and praise God. Your daddy, no matter what he did or how bad he was, he had a daddy too. And the curses come down the generations. But praise God, when you come to Jesus, you know, it says that Levi paid tithes when he was in the loins of his father, and his father was Abraham. And so that was a good thing. Well, the negative of that is what happens to us when we're in the loins of our forefathers. It just passes down. But when we come to Jesus, hey, we can take accountability for all of that, put it under the blood of Jesus, say it goes no further down my bloodline. And so we need to understand God's workings, that he loves us and he wants to purify us. And so that's why we go through what we go through, so that we can be conformed into his image. And you know, if you don't, like Nikki said, if you don't let God conform you into the image of Christ, you're not going to heaven. Because he's coming for a pure bride without spot or wrinkle. And all you're going through, he's just ironing out the wrinkles. Ouch, the iron's hot. And we'll never change unless the Holy Spirit puts pressure on us. You know, we don't change when we think we should or when we want to. We change when we have to. So thank God for him bringing us to the end of ourselves. And some causes of persistent bitterness, and basically the cause of bitterness is letting the sun go down on your anger because you don't turn to God, you turn to a false god. Because you're going to turn to something. You're going to turn to God or the beast, one of the two. So the promises you make yourself, the vows you make, are false gods. And that opens you up to spiritual harlotry. So all of these, I'm just going to name some things, but basically it all goes back to letting the sun go down on your anger and not going to the throne of grace and dealing with it God's way. So don't ever go to sleep angry because you're giving a foothold to the devil. I thank God that when I got saved reading the Bible and when I got to that scripture that says don't let the soul, you know, I told you that was Ephesians 6, but it's Ephesians 4, I think. Anyway, it's in there. It's in Ephesians. But that's the cause of bitterness, holding unforgiveness in your heart. If somebody hurts you, you get angry, then you get hurt, and when you let the sun go down on your anger, you go to sleep with unforgiveness that turns into bitterness, and bitterness is like drinking poison waiting for someone else to die. Bitterness will kill you. And so some of the causes is that I have to say, I can be bitter because I'm seeing the same problem in my life and judging others for the same thing I'm doing. Have you ever noticed that these politicians, how they're blaming our president for the very things they're doing? Have you ever noticed that if you're in a confrontation with somebody, they'll blame you for the very thing they're doing? Another thing, partially guilt, is partially my fault, partially your fault. I want revenge. I have a temporal value system. I'm greedy. I take offenses for other people. Idolatry, loss of expectations. Somebody texted me a few days ago and she said, She said, I'm tired of being hurt. How do you not be hurt? I said, you have no expectations of anybody but Jesus. Because everybody will hurt you. Everybody. And if you think they won't, you just wait. You can't expect from anybody to do anything for you except Jesus. And then what you get is a benefit or a blessing.
Yeah.
But everything has got to, I said, you have to take all of these people, all of these things up the mountain like Abraham took up Isaac. She said, that sounds pretty hard. That was her answer. And she sat through hours of seminars when I used to teach 40-hour seminars. So she knows the principles, but she keeps getting hurt. Another is allowing other people to control you. If you let someone else control you, I can tell you you're bitter. It produces the fruit of the flesh. Because if you let someone else control you, you're being conformed into their image instead of the image of Christ. When you let someone control you, they're stealing your identity and they're living the life. You're living the life of the controller instead of living the life that Jesus has for you. When you control others, and when you wear any yoke except the yoke of Jesus, you're going to be bitter. But the yoke of Jesus produces love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. If you got on other people's yokes, you could have neck problems if you let someone else control you. Controlling others, unresolved hurt, pressures at work can make a person bitter. Loss of a loved one. We know, who was it, Ruth Naomi? It didn't say she was bitter because she had lost her children and her husband. Divorce, childhood trauma, being pressured to achieve, having to perform, jump through people's hoops, a verbal, mental, physical, emotional, sexual abuse, evil words spoken over you. Either, you know, words have power. You either speak life or you speak death. Being defiled by someone else's root of bitterness. You know, for example, if I gossip and tell you something about someone, they may have a good thought about that person, but then when I do it, I defile you with my root of bitterness. Unloved, not having a husband that nurtures you, that goes back to not having a mother and daddy to nurture you. Loss of expectation, being pushed in the wrong role, You know, for example, a wife being pushed into being the head of the home. Sometimes wives have to control because the husband's passive. And that's no excuse, but the homes are out of order. Having to be pushed into a mama-daddy role when you're just a child, having to carry your brothers and sisters, having to take care of your brothers and sisters, having to be the mama, having to be the daddy when you're just a little kid because mom and dad are irresponsible. The lack of nurture, which means nourishment, it means a feeding, it means to be educated and trained, to be helped, to develop, to cultivate, and very few families do that. It's sad. And it all goes back to unforgiveness. It all goes back to letting the sun go down on my anger and turn into a false god. And when I turn to a false god, let me tell you, wherever you have a false god, you're going to be hurt. If I go to the throne of grace and say, Lord, I forgive Randy or whoever, I forgive them, and I don't let the sun go down on my anger, I don't stay hurt. But if I don't go and I just turn to something else, well, I'm just going to ignore it, Randy. I'm never going to tell Randy how I feel anymore. I'm not going to open my heart up to him. I've turned to false gods. And in all those areas, I'm going to have a sore place down in my heart. Because false gods make me hurt. They make me depressed. They make me angry. They make me bitter. They make me want to take nosedives. But I go to God and I get strengthened in the trial. So wherever you're hurt, it goes back to some point in time that you didn't forgive and you let the sun go down on your anger and you turn to a false god. And maybe the false god as a child, the false god, I know, you know, when I was growing up, I had good parents, but I remember thinking, when I get out of this house, I'm not going to have a relationship with my mother-in-law, my daughter-in-law or mother-in-law like my mother had a relationship with her mother-in-law. I'm not going to be like them. I'm going to do better than them. I'm going to do this. When I get out of this house, life's going to be different. I'm going to find someone who loves me. I'm going to find someone who will nurture me, protect me. And guess what? Because I judged my mother and father, I reaped the very thing I promised wasn't going to happen. Because I turned to a false god. And I stay wounded, and that's why I get my button pushed. Wherever you get your button pushed, it's connected to a hot wire that's connected to an idol. It's a place where you let the sun go down on your anger and you didn't deal with it by sundown. Now that ought to give all of us something to really repent over in a minute. God doesn't want our buttons to be pushed. And now here's some of the consequences of bitterness. Cancer. Death. Because it causes terminal death is another word for bitterness. Barrenness and unfruitfulness, which causes God to cut you off in John 15. Physical and chemical imbalance. They say, well, you know, I don't have mental problems. I just have physical and chemical imbalance. Well, demons can screw up your balance. They can mess up your hormones and your chemicals in your body. You'll have a lower resistance. You'll get sick quicker. You can have aching teeth. Anger and bitterness causes muscles to tighten up. Pressure goes into the nerves and causes aching teeth. I had a bone cyst once on a tooth and had to have a root canal. And it came back. And what I did was I started repenting over all the teeth scriptures about tearing with your teeth, biting and devouring with your teeth. You know, having teeth problems could be biting and devouring. And I've done plenty of that in my lifetime. Praise God, I don't do that anymore, but I've done plenty of it in my lifetime. And Bill Gothard teaches this, most illnesses today are the result of bitterness and guilt. Germs will not affect you. Let me see if I can read this. Back down to page 40. Anyway, germs can't live in your body unless there's bitterness or guilt. So you don't have to worry about flu season if you just ask the Lord to... You know, if I start to get a cold or something, you can feel it coming. I'll say, okay, God, what I do? And it's usually something I said, and then I'll start repenting, and it goes that way. So if you feel sickness coming on you, ask God what you did before it hits you.
Carrie, I want to say something.
Yes.
I just dealt with that today. Sometimes heaviness comes right before an infirmity, or right
mm-hmm.
with it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start sensing that heaviness, do what you just said, and stop and break the power of that thing. Repent if you need to, and then send it away.
That's right.
Along with the infirmity.
Right. I can't tell you how many times that something will start to come, and I say, okay, Lord, what did I do? And I'll start repenting, and it goes away. Now, this is not to condemn anybody that came here with the flu, okay? Because we've all had the flu, right? That's just to teach and instruct. It's not to condemn anybody. And even if you forget to do it and get sick, it's okay. The last time I was sick was about 4 years ago. And when I say sick, that was probably four times in my life. I was flat on my back for a whole week. And I lay there repented all week. I didn't call the doctor. And at the end of the week, I was totally healed and also delivered from caffeine. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, which was a major stronghold in my life. So physical and chemical imbalance, lower resistance, aching teeth. Most illnesses today are there because of bitterness and guilt. Germs will have no effect on you unless there is bitterness and guilt. That's sin. Also, hard facial features, premature wrinkles. You know, you can set your face like this for so long and it's going to stay like that, right? And it's going to get set that way. So it's better to have a smile on your face, right? For your right. In fact, in Job, there's a scripture that has to do with excessive wrinkles has to do with a judgment. So, Lord, show us what we need to deal with. Being stressed out, bone diseases, bitterness goes directly into the bones. Blood is made in the bone marrow. So if you've got bone problems, it can be rooted in bitterness. Psychological problems, torment, sadness, depression, which causes you to use up emotional energy, barrenness, fruitlessness, which is under the curse of the law of jealousy, heart problems, a hardened heart. If you got heart problems, I told a man and he said he was going to do it, but go to esword.com, it's little e-SWORD, and you can download a free Bible program. And look up all the heart scriptures and repent over them. I can just give you, if I have a hardened heart, if you got a hardened heart, that could be a root. Broken heart, hardened heart, arrogant heart, heart trained in greed. That's five things to repent over. And there's 800 scriptures on the heart. So you can imagine if you got heart trouble and you repent over, just five of those ought to be an improvement. He sent his word to heal you. No place did it say he sent the folks to heal you. He sent his word to heal you. Jesus is the word of God. When you read the word of God, you're creating the presence of Jesus. I used to love to go to Milton Green seminars. They were three-day seminars, and all he did for 3 days was read the word of God to you and explain it. And I'm telling you, I got so much healing. In one meeting, I heard more than I'd heard in 25 years in the church. I saw people healed, delivered. One lady had been trying to get pregnant, and I said, come to this meeting and you'll get healed. I mean, you'll have babies. She had five babies under the age of, that she had a set of twins and three others, and they were all, I think, under four. They were just little bitty things. There was a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader that would just come home and just crash. Her mother said she'd stay in bed. I said, get her here and she'll get healed. She came and was totally healed at that seminar because he sent his word to heal you. Reading the word of God creates the presence of Jesus because Jesus is the word of God. Right? In the beginning was the word, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father. He didn't say he, no place in the word does it say he sent the doctor to heal you. He said Jesus is the great physician and he sent his word to heal you. And that's how I've remained, I thank God, is because I've done word studies and I'm still looking for answers to this. I've already repented over eye scriptures at least three or four times, all of them. And I'm going to keep on doing my part, and then God can do what he wants to do, but I believe he's going to heal me. Indigestion, is from bitterness. Spiritual identification, become like the one you're bitter toward. A depraved mind. Bitterness quenches the Holy Spirit, grieves the Holy Spirit. Bitterness will hold you in spiritual immaturity. There'll be no fulfillment or development of character if you've got bitterness. Bitterness means barrenness. Also means terminal death. It causes rotten bones. You know, there's demons. If you do a script, you do a word study, if you got something wrong with your bones, look up all the bone scriptures. There's a scripture, there's bones that there's spirits that put your bones out of joint, rot your bones, decay your bones, send fire in your bones. Put your bones out of joint. And so repent over the word. Arthritis is bitterness. So you can be bitter or better. You can choose what you want. You have to forgive yourself, and you have to forgive other people. Wherever you're bitter, you have unforgiveness. Wherever you are hurt, you have unforgiveness because you turn to a false god. And there's a throne of grace we can go to, and bitterness can only be deferred through forgiveness. No other way. The minute you forgive, you're free. Amen? It's a choice. It's not an emotion. God says if you don't forgive, he won't forgive you. You won't even go to heaven if you don't forgive. So we don't have any options. I think someone talked about the lake of fire. I don't want that either. Amen? So why don't you stand up? Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask for the truth that sets me free. I want to share this about the bones. You know, I used to have a traveling buddy that used to come to Lake Hamilton with me, and she died of bone cancer. And she was a nurse at Mother Frances Hospital in Tyler, Texas. And when she developed bone cancer, I mean, she had it in her spine, and I mean, it was everywhere. But when she first realized she had it, she broke a bone in her back and then found out she had bone cancer. And so she was doing a word study on bones, repenting over all the scriptural bones. And after she had her first pain medicine prescription, after she went through whatever she went through at the hospital, after she got through with that prescription, after she got through with the repenting over the bone scriptures, she said, I don't think I need the pain medicine. She died totally free of pain with bone cancer because she was repenting over the Word of God. My son Todd, when he died of AIDS, he had a very forgiving heart. He was very mistreated by his stepfather. And, of course, I had to forgive him. But Todd was in a hospital bed dying, and my husband, who mistreated him, was standing in the door, and tears were coming down my husband's eyes. And my son said to him, while my son was about 3 or 4 days before he died, he said, Bob, I love you. He didn't have any unforgiveness in his heart. He lived a homosexual lifestyle. I prayed for him for 20 years that God would do whatever it takes to save him. I finally turned him over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh. And I should have forbid the devil to kill him, but I didn't know to do that. Hindsight said, you know, I should have forbid the devil to kill him, but I didn't. But anyway, his testicles were this size. He had Kaposi's sarcoma, which was cancer of the small blood vessels. He went blind in his eye. He had to wear a diaper. He had herpes lesions around his rectum that were just like torn up flesh. He had a constant, he had to wear a diaper. He had a constant cough. And he died totally free of pain. I got morphine. The lady from hospice said, you better get morphine because homosexuals with AIDS die a painful death. Even with morphine, you have to tie them to the bed. So I went and got morphine because I didn't want him to suffer. But the day before he died, I said, son, does anything hurt you? And he said, no, Mom. I poured every bit of that morphine down the toilet. He died total free. He was on no medication. He died pain-free. Gasping for breath, going, because he was dying. He died at home, didn't die in a hospital, died at home. Kyle was singing to him. We were singing to him. He is our peace. He has broken down every wall. He is our peace. He died in total peace, gasping for air. You'd think he'd be fighting like this. He died in total peace, pain-free. And see, it was God's grace and mercy upon his life. But unforgiveness causes you to get turned over to the tormentors. Praise God. So, I know had he been on the medication, he would have been acting crazy. About 2 months before he died, I said he was taking whatever the doctors were giving him was making him so sick that he had to take that medicine that meant for a nausea, and he was sleeping around the clock. And I said, Todd, you're going to have to quit that medicine. Then I thought, well, my pastor's going to get wind of this, and he's going to really judge me for this. One day the pastor came by and he said, Todd, I have a word from God for you, and I don't take it lightly. He said, God told me if you don't quit that medicine, you're going to die, because he wouldn't save, see. That the trick of the enemy is to get you bombed out on drugs where you're not conscious and you go off into hell. Anyway, he wasn't saved at the time. And when that pastor came by and said, I have a word from God for you, you better quit that medicine or you're going to die. Todd quit the medicine, and he came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. About a week before he died, somebody asked him, Todd, if you could go to heaven or if you could be here, what would you be? He said, I want to go be with Jesus. He even planned his own funeral, died in his right mind with all of that pain. So praise God. So vexation of heart is the root of pain. God says, remove vexation from your heart and put pain out of your body. The vexation means grief, it means anger, it means sorrow, it means provocation, it means hurt. All of those things is idolatry because you didn't turn to God in your pain. Or you're missing something. But God wants to heal you. So, and he will heal you. Don't be discouraged. He bore your pain and your sickness at Calvary. And he wants to carry it. It's like he says, I give you healing. And so we have to receive it. Now, unbelief, like Randy said, unbelief and doubt is why we don't receive. I still have unbelief about this. But instead of me having 90% believing he won't heal me, it's now 5%, because since 2008, I've been dealing with sin. And as your conscience is not clear, if you don't have a clear conscience, you can't have faith in God until you have a clear conscience. And there's still some things that God's trying to deal with me. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you for the truth that sets me free. Then I want to tell you this. If you're a person that stuffs your emotions, it's going to come out somewhere. It'll come out in headaches. It'll come out in cancer. It'll come out in bowel problems. It's going to come out somewhere. You can suppress it. You can sweep it under the rug. But can I tell you that's where it's going to stay, is under the rug. And if you're a person that sweeps things under the rug, guess what? It's a festering sore, and you're never going to get healed until you get it out in the open, in the light, and take it to the cross. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to search my heart, test my thoughts. I ask for the truth, Lord, that sets me free. I pray the eyes of my heart will be enlightened, that I will know what the height and width and depth of your love toward me is. Lord, I ask you to give them a sovereign grace of seeing what they need to see so they can leave this place totally delivered and totally set free. God, let us know the truth, please. Lord, I ask you by the power of your Holy Spirit that you move upon every heart by your Holy Spirit. You're the deliverer. You're the one that sets us free. You're the healer. And I ask you to move upon every heart in Jesus' name by the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we thank you that it's not by might or by power, but by your Spirit, saith the Lord. And then deal with whatever the Lord shows you, and then sit down and we'll do a mass deliverance. Father, in Jesus' name, forgive me for all the times I let the sun go down on my anger. And I just had this thought before I forget. Some of you that are in constant pain, that have grew up in physical abuse, people abusing you your whole life from day one, you may need to ask the Holy Spirit to show you all the times that you were abused by brothers and sisters, by mothers and fathers, because through a soul tie, for example, if somebody twists your arm when you're 3 years old and you don't forgive them by sundown, you know, 50 years later, you're looking for a reason why you've got pain in your arm, and through a soul tie, they're still attached where they hurt you. So you may have to ask the Holy Spirit to go back to all those incidences of how you were abused as a child and forgive and break soul ties, okay? So, Father, forgive me for all the times that I reacted in anger, and I let the sun go down on my anger, and I gave the devil a foothold. Forgive me for not coming to your throne of grace. Lord, I didn't think I could. I believed a lie that you were like my mother and father. Unforgiving, lying, cheating, not nurturing, not loving, not protecting, rejecting, hating, not protecting me, not providing for me, not answering my questions. I forgive my parents that they never had a solution for anything, that they were the cause of the problem. And Lord, I believe lies about you, that you're just like my mother and father, and God, you're not. And I ask you to forgive me for being a fainter. Forgive me for thinking I could not go to your throne of grace. Thank you that you have a throne of grace I can go to receive mercy and help in time of need. And I come to your throne of grace now, Lord, forgiving my mother and father for all the ways they failed me. And Lord, forgive me for failing my children. Forgive me for not pursuing peace with all men and the sanctification, holiness, without which no one will see you. Lord, forgive me for error and schism. Forgive me for a breach of charity, a breach of love. Lord, forgive me for apostasy that would cause me to want to fall away from the faith. God, forgive me for extreme ill will, holding grudges, hatred. I forgive my ex-husbands, my ex-wives, the people that have hurt me, my mothers, my fathers. Forgive me for irreconcilable enmity. Forgive me for anger of passions and emotions. God, forgive me for a sharp, severe temper, biting sarcasm. Forgive me for wickedness. God, forgive me for being discouraged and feeling hopeless that I can't get out of this situation. Lord, I can get out through you. Praise God. Bless the Lord.
Yes.
I can be out of the prisons I've been in. Lord, forgive me for feeling despair and hopelessness. Lord, forgive me for grief, not resolving grief at your throne of grace. I take all my grief, my sorrow, my sadness, my hurt, my idolatry. Forgive me for idolatry. I take that to your throne of grace. Forgive me for spiritual adultery. God, forgive me for physical adultery, which would cause our spiritual adultery, which would put me under the law of jealousy, the curse of the law of jealousy that would cause my stomach to swell and my thigh to waste away and me to be bitter and barren. I break the power of bitterness. I renounce it. Forgive me for being fruitless, not producing good fruit for you. God, forgive me for allowing myself to be conformed into the image of the beast, because I wouldn't go to you for you to conform me into your image. Forgive me for not counting it all joy when I go through trials, knowing that the testing of my faith is producing endurance, and I have need of endurance. And Lord, I want my trials to work for my good, but they haven't been because I haven't let them conform me into the image of Christ. Thank you, Lord, for testing me. Lord, forgive me for grieving the Holy Spirit. God, forgive me for anger, wrath, bitterness, clamor, slander. I put it away from me now, along with all malice. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for not being kind to others, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as you've forgiven me. God, I forgive me for not going to your throne of grace. Forgive me for rebellion. God, I yield to you. I forgive every person that's hurt me, that has wounded my conscience. Even though that passage was talking about food, I mean, if food can wound somebody's conscience, how much more can sexual molestation or perversion? Lord, I forgive anyone for conforming me into their image. Forgive me for letting them. Forgive me for judging others. It causes me to be like who I judge. Lord, forgive me for not learning your lessons. Forgive me for not asking you what you're trying to teach me. Forgive me for my pride. Forgive me for grumbling and complaining, being negative. Forgive me for being sad and morose all the time, depressed. And forgive me for not having the joy of the Lord. God, forgive me for not giving earnest heed to your voice and obeying your commandments and your statutes, where you would say you would put none of the diseases on me that you put on the world. Forgive me for grumbling against authority. Forgive me for hating authority, hating men, hating women. I cry out to you, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you died on the cross for my guilt, my shame, my pain, my grief. You bore that at Calvary. And Lord, you want to heal. You healed every person that ever came to you for healing. So, Lord, I reach out and I claim what you did for me at Calvary. You took my pain, and I take off my pain and I give it to you, Lord. I take my sickness and I give it to you. I receive healing and deliverance from you, Lord. Thank you that you bore my griefs. You bore my pain. You carried it, Lord. Forgive me for esteeming you stricken, smitten of God. Lord, forgive me for not acknowledging you. Thank you that your chastening and my well-being fell upon you. Lord, I've been like a sheep going astray, turning to my own way. God, I thank you that you've caused my iniquity to fall on you, Lord. Thank you that you went about casting demons out and healing every person that needed healing in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for showing me what I need to repent of today and help remind me tomorrow and the next day when I go through trials to ask you what you're trying to teach me. Lord, I forgive my mother, father, every person that you've shown me. I forgive myself. Forgive me for judging others for the very same thing I do. God, I've been guilty and I'm judging them when it's partly my fault. Forgive me for wanting revenge. Forgive me for temporal values, for greed. Forgive me for taking up offenses. Forgive me for idolatry. Forgive me for loss of expectation. I forgive people that have disappointed me, Lord, and everybody does. But you won't, Lord. You never fail me, leave me, or forsake me. And Lord, forgive me for allowing other people to control me and steal my identity of who you created me to be. Forgive me for living my life out through the controller, fulfilling what they want instead of what you want. Forgive me for idolatry. Forgive me for controlling other people. Forgive me for not wearing the yoke of Jesus. Lord, you said it's light and easy, and I find rest for my soul. Lord, I break off every yoke of mother, father, brothers, sisters. I break my own yoke off my neck, and the yoke of iron, I break it in the name of Jesus. The yoke of fear, the yoke of slavery, the yoke of bondage, the yoke of Ephraim, I break all those yokes off my neck. And I want you to lift your hands to heaven. And Lord, I come under your yoke that's light and easy. And you said I'll find rest for my soul. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for rest. If you live a life of unrest, you're under a curse. So, Lord, I break the curse that I'll have a trembling heart, failing of eyes, no rest for the sole of my feet, in Jesus' name. God, in Jesus' name, I want to resolve all the hurt. I bring all my hurt to you, Lord, and I ask you to show me who I need to forgive and when I let the sun go down on my anger. I forgive the people at work for treating me just like mother and father treated me and my brothers and sisters. Lord, I've been bitter over the people I've lost, over losing children, losing husbands, wives, divorce, childhood trauma, being pressured to achieve. I forgive my parents for wanting me to be perfect and having to perform, and I never did it right. I forgive anyone who has verbally, mentally, physically, or sexually abused me. I break the power of all the words of death, words of iniquity, negative words that have been spoken over me. I just pull out all of those arrows. You know, words are spiritual arrows. I pull out all of those words in Jesus' name. There was a lady that appeared to one of my seminars that Jim Landry had, and she said, "I got a pain in my seat." I said, Has anybody ever said you were a pain in the behind? She said, "My whole life." And I said, she gave them. And I said, "I pull that arrow out of her seat." And she went, "Well, it's gone." Praise the Lord. So words are arrows. I break the power of death that's been spoken over us. Speak life over your children, over yourself, over others. Forgive me for speaking death over myself in the name of Jesus. Lord, cleanse me from all defilement by the blood of Jesus. Lord, I forgive every person that's rejected me, not loved me, hurt me, not nurtured me, disappointed me, pushed me into a wrong role, that I had to be the caretaker of authority and over children. I had to be the mama and the daddy. I forgive my parents for not nurturing me. And Lord, I just renounce the spirit of cancer. I ask you to speak I speak death to every cancer cell working in my body. Spirits of death. Lord, physical and chemical imbalance. Lower resistance, aching teeth. Lord, forgive me for biting and devouring people, chewing people up with my teeth. You know, the scripture says in Galatians, "See to it you don't bite and devour one another, lest you be consumed by one another." When the Lord first showed me that people eat people up with their mouth, when God showed me this, I used to have this farm where I housed people in their recovery process, crackheads, prostitutes, ex-Satanists, and I would have a new sprinkler system, and somebody would mow the thing, break it. Or fruit trees, 90 fruit trees I planted, and nobody was watering them. And I wanted to say, "Stupid!" But I didn't. And one day I was outside when the Lord showed me this, and I started spitting people out that I had chewed up. And I tell you, I went down 2 dress sizes. That's the honest to God truth. So you can get fat from eating people up. That's a spiritual cannibalism. It says it in Galatians 5, "See to it, no one bites and devours, that you be consumed by one another." Aching teeth, bitterness, the Lord, hard facial features, scrowling on your face. Lord, forgive me for not having the joy of the Lord. Lord, I just renounce bone diseases. Lord, there's a scripture that says, "And all my bones will say, oh, there's no one like you, Lord." I love that scripture. You ever say, "Oh, Lord, there's no one like you"? My bone says, "Oh, there's no one like you, Lord." So that's what our bones are supposed to be saying, okay? Lord, we renounce any demons that would put our bones out of joint, decay our bones, rot our bones, send fire in our bones, and put our bones out of joint in Jesus' name. We renounce those demons. Mental illness, depression has to go. In the name of Jesus, barrenness. Lord, I break the curse of barrenness, the curse of the law of jealousy. Hardened heart, Lord, I soften my heart toward you. Indigestion, bitterness, God forgive me. In the name of Jesus, depraved mind. In Jesus' name, forgive me for quenching the Holy Spirit. Being spiritually immature because of bitterness, apostasy, barren. Lord, would you forgive me for having envy that would rotten my bones? Arthritis, bitterness, bursitis, tendonitis. In the name of Jesus, we just break the power in Jesus' name of every demon power. Lord, I repent of everything you've shown me. Pray with me. I break soul ties with every person that's hurt me, anyone I've hurt. break soul ties with mother and daddy. I cut every cord of control linking their soul and their human spirit to my soul and human spirit. I send back their souls and spirits to them. I exchange their image for the image of Christ. I command the spirit of bitterness, resentment, anger, hostility. I command anger, rage, hatred, malice, variance, strife, emulation. Go now in the name of Jesus. I command hurt. Lord, I bind up their broken heart. I heal every broken heart by the blood of Jesus. I press them out. I bandage them. I soften with oil. I command the demons that have rotten their bones, decayed their bones, set fire to their bones, dismayed their bones, put their bones out of joint. I command you to go now in Jesus' name. I command all spirits of anger, bitterness, resentment, wrath, malice, go now in Jesus' name. I command in Jesus' name every lying spirit, all deception has to go in Jesus' name. Every spirit that has blocked us from knowing the truth that sets us free, I command vexation to go in the name, power, blood, and authority of Jesus. I command pain to leave every person's body. I command bitterness in the bones, come out now in Jesus' name. I command arthritis and stiffness in the knees, in the joints, in the legs, in the ankles, in the arms. You come out now in Jesus' name. I command all neck problems to go in Jesus' name through people controlling us. We pull off and tear off in Jesus' name every yoke of bondage. I forgot to do this. Lift your hands to heaven. Lord, I receive your yoke. I ask you to bring down your yoke from heaven upon every life. In Jesus' name, I receive your yoke. It's light and easy. I find rest for my soul. All spirits of unrest has to go in Jesus' name. All spirits of barrenness, fruitlessness, spirits that cause their stomach to swell, their thigh to waste away, spiritual adultery, come out now. The spirit of the harlot, come out now in Jesus' name. Hatred, meanness, vindictiveness, you go now. Victim spirits, spirits that make us a victim, come out now. Spirits of an orphan, come out now. Spirits of physical abuse, sexual abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, come out now in Jesus' name. All spirits of hurt, Lord, forgive me for turning to idols, promising myself when I grew up life's going to be different. It hadn't been different. I break those vows. I renounce idolatry in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of meanness, retaliation, grudges, murmuring, complaining, griping, go, negativity, sadness, get out now in Jesus' name. All spirits of fear, doubt, unbelief, worry, anxiety, tension, stress, nervousness, you have to go now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, depression, despair has to go. Disillusionment, go now in Jesus' name. All pain, you have to leave every person's body in the name of Jesus. Go now in Jesus' name. We break your power, unbelief, and doubt, you have to go. All spirits that hinder us from believing God's going to heal us, come out. All spirits of doubt and unbelief that came in through mom and dad never helping me do nothing. Every spirit that tells me God's not going to help me, God's not going to heal me, go now. All spirits of hopelessness, despair, depression, dismay, go now in Jesus' name. You have to leave. In Jesus' name, throat problems, neck problems, headaches, migraine headaches, come out. Kidney problems, kidney failure, come out. All spirits of deception, all spirits that came in through sleeping things under the rug, Leviathan, come out, pride, arrogance, boastfulness, haughtiness has to go in Jesus' name. Come out now, unruly spirits, rebellion, Jezebel, Ahab, you come out now in Jesus' name. All controlling spirits, all spirits of witchcraft, come out now. All spirits of domination, come out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break your power over every life in the name of Jesus. Praise you, mighty God. Come out now. All spirits of witchcraft, you come out. I break the power of witchcraft in Jesus' name. I break the power of Antichrist in Jesus' name. Black magic, witchcraft, I break the power of all the curses that have come back through cursing others. Spirits of death, you come out now. Morbidity, come out. Every spirit that would cause our kidneys to malfunction. Spirits of diabetes, come out. Knee problems, forgive me for bowing my knee to Baal. All spirits of Baal worship has to come out now in Jesus' name. I break break your power. All spirits of unbelief and doubt, every spirit that tells them they couldn't have a demon, come out now. All spirits of Leviathan that will resist deliverance, come out now. You deliverance resisting demons, you come out now in Jesus' name. Spirits of prayerlessness, anger at God, you come out now. All spirits of bitterness, fear of man, fear of failure, spirits of rejection, come out now in Jesus' name. I break your power. Self-rejection, self-hatred, self-loathing, unforgiveness of self, come out now. Demons of nitpicking, perfectionism, performance, come out now in Jesus' name. We break your power. All spirits that resist authority, rebelling against authority, come out now. I want my own way, demon, come out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all those balderdash demons, come out. In Jesus' name, I break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Come out. In Jesus' name, praise you, mighty God. Bless you, Lord. Bless you. Praise Jesus. Give Jesus a praise. Praise you, Jesus. He inhabits our praises. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. What a mighty God you are. All the spirits of sadness and broken heart, you have to go. I bind up their broken heart. I give them beauty for ashes, so all of joy instead of mourning, a mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting, that they may be an oak of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Praise you, God. Bless you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, you are the mighty King, Master of everything. Your name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. You know what? The king in the Song of Solomon, he said to the bride, your mouth is sweet. And so the mouth of the harlot, you can look up other places, the mouth of the harlot's bitter. But the mouth of the saints, the true bride of Christ, is sweet. And God's making us sweeter and sweeter and sweeter as we go on and walk with him. We're going to get better and better and better. Amen? Amen? Bless you, Lord. We ask you to give us a good night's rest and let us feel like we've slept 100 hours. In Jesus' name, bless all the workers at this camp, Patty and Kevin and Linda and Rick and Dan. Refresh the workers here, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.